Good morning, I'm Mike Rapp on 104.1 KQTH. Time for our local business spotlight presented by the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. You can go to TucsonBBB.org to research businesses and charities before making any purchasing decisions. You can also request service or product information from an accredited business through the e-quote feature on the website. If you would like to report a scam of any type or if you want to ensure you're spam-free, go to bbb.org/scamtracker/Tucson and investigate or report a scam at any time. If you are a business owner and would like to know more about how to become accredited with the Better Business Bureau, please visit the website. They also have lots of classes and events designed to help business owners there as well. Local Business Spotlight shines this morning on the law offices of Kathy Delaney Winger. She joins us this morning on Tucson's Morning News. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mike.
I noticed when I was looking at some of your briefs here that you're doing a lot of work with folks trying to manage their cybersecurity risk. How's that work? I know that in your background, you've got quite a lot of experience in a large legal environment, kind of an in-house attorney, and you kind of act as an in-house attorney for companies that don't have corporate legal departments. And this has to be one of the big questions they have about protecting themselves.
You know, it is a big question, Mike, and it's a relatively new and sort of growing area in terms of legal risks that's facing companies. My background is in banking and business, and I was in banking years ago, and cybersecurity was always an issue in that area. So mm-hmm. I like to tell people I was involved in cybersecurity before it was cool. Now what I'm finding today with my business clients is that there's exposure for everyone. It used to be just banks, and then it moved to big corporations. But now with the internet and data and the data that everyone has access to and or possession of, mm-hmm. it's really a risk that all size business owners need to be aware of it. And since part of my job as a lawyer is to let businesses know what their legal risk is and help them address it, that's a huge part of what I do these days, is to try and educate people, business owners, to let them know that they have this risk and provide advice to them as to how they can manage it. Mm-hmm. Because for small and medium-sized businesses, if they're involved in a breach, I think the statistics are about 60% of them go out of business within 6 months of a breach. They really, a Target breach happens and Target has some high-level people who leave the company. Yeah. If you have a small or medium-sized business and you have a breach and the costs associated with it are just outrageous and you don't have cyber insurance to cover it, for a lot of businesses, they just can't handle that cost and they close their doors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me as a lawyer, I want my businesses to succeed. I don't want them to close their doors. So I try and do a lot of educating, you know, in the area of cyber risk. Mm-hmm. And as to the risks that are out there, you know, these days, because of the information that businesses have about their customers and employees and the way that they store it, there are very few businesses that don't have at least some exposure. So that's mm-hmm. really the word I try to get out about that.
Do you anticipate much in the way of deregulation and changes and issues related to compliance on the part of organizations that you counsel?
I do, and I see it again starting from the bigger corporations and the government. And what I see is regulated entities. For example, I work with banks a lot, mm-hmm. And they're already very highly regulated. There are regulations that apply to how they have to manage their cyber risk and what they have to do and the controls that they have to have in place.
Right.
The government as well, when it deals with companies as a government contractor, they have cybersecurity standards that they either have in place or that are going to be in place, mm-hmm. and they're going to require companies who contract with them to follow these standards. So it really is starting to trickle down to the smaller and the medium-sized companies from the big organizations. And one of the ways it does is if they want to do business with the government or with a big corporation, they're going to have to certify, you mm-hmm. know, that they have security standards in
right.
place and they have cyber insurance, all of those things. So I do see it spreading that way.
All right. Kathy Winger from the law offices of Kathy Delaney Winger joining us this morning on Tucson's Morning News and the Local Business Spotlight. If you'd like to have your own corporate legal department, go ahead and give Kathy a call. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike.